My first homemade portable music player. What I discovered is that sometimes inventors just get to shake a leg. Where would I be today if I didn't switch to Linux in 1998 or so? And what would my invention be today if I didn't buy my inexpensive little Raspberry Pi Zero W? Today, I made another tiny leap forward. Instead of continuing my search for a high-quality, good-review, uninterrupted power supply board and safe batteries to go along with it, I simply plugged in my Raspberry Pi Zero computer into a standard 15,000 milliamp-hour Energizer power bank that is used for recharging mobile phones. The Pi immediately started going through the boot process, and by the time I sat down by my desktop, I was able to connect to it. I am also using an external USB Sound Blaster audio card. It's very tiny, and I had to update my ALSA config to send the sound through it by setting the card value to zero. I copied today's workout music to it and then used the CVLC command, which is a very simple command line version of the VLC media player. I just said CVLC asterisk dot mp3, which means play all the files that end with mp3. And the moment I hit enter, I could hear it playing through the headphones. This is where things get really weird, because I basically just strapped the Raspberry Pi to my power bank and then I attached it to my bicycle. But here's the thing, there's no keyboard, there's no screen, it's just a power bank that I connected to the Raspberry Pi and then the sound card dongle and then my headphones that are plugged into it. It is a fully featured computer with proper Linux, even a desktop GUI, but all it does is play music through the headphones, and there's no way to control that. Just in case, I put the running CVLC program into the background and then I disowned it so that when I bicycle away from my Wi-Fi and lose the login session, my music will still be playing. It turned out that it was not necessary. After a 10-mile bicycle run with a long stop to adjust my new wide bicycle seat, drink a bottle of water and snap a photo with the unit mounted on my bicycle, it simply reconnected when I got back. And then I had to end the process using my desktop computer to stop the music on what has now become my bicycle Linux server. I don't have any buttons attached to it. The only way I can control music is to bicycle home, which is like 15 minutes from the highway. Let me tell you, as much as I love Sid, there are only so many times that you can listen to the Continental Drift while bicycling. So I strapped on a Raspberry Pi onto a huge battery, and then strapped that onto my bicycle and had a heck of a time. There are so many possibilities now. I can connect with my phone to it and access it using the command line. I can build a web server with a proper user interface. Or I can buy a $3 four-key keypad and attach it to the battery next to the Pi. And then just use the keys as previous play, pause, next, which would be pretty fun. I can also attach a mini wireless keyboard and then ponder what to do about the screen. None of these little wonderful questions would exist if I kept trying to find more circuit boards. Plus, I really like using brand name battery banks, as cheap batteries can be dangerous. From the look of things, if I do end up 3D printing an enclosure for the thing, it will have to contain the battery bank and the Pi and some buttons and the screen. I'm not gonna get more circuits to make it smaller. Yeah, truth is, this thing is heavy. But this is 2021. I'm just not sure if it is a good idea for any electric or electronic device not to be a full-blown standard Linux server. I don't want to plug wires and USB things in the morning to copy my workout music onto the gym audio player. That is a ridiculous thing to do. My desktop should automatically shuffle some songs, adjust the tempo to my current routine using a faster CPU, and then connect to my audio player and get everything prepared, sorted out, and ready for my workout. That is how computers are supposed to work. They are supposed to be networked together and require minimal interaction. I know most people would mention the phone here, but phones have bad UI. You can't feel any of the buttons, and at the moment of writing, there are only two or three that have a proper Linux OS. All the rest of the phones have their OS pretty much closed. They don't want to let people into the operating system. If you can't install your favorite desktop programs on your phone, then it's not really a computer. It's just a cheap toy that exposes private information to all of the internet. Learning a Linux operating system can be easy, and writing command line programs is not very confusing. Graphic user interfaces require too much clicking, require too much context switching, and they can't be connected together. Taking some time to figure out how the command line works and then building or splicing a range of custom electronics, basically, is a fantastic experience. It is a very educational experience that presents great many technological adventures and lessons along the way. The shortest path to knowledge is taking that little leap forward and then exploring all the interesting things that you find there.